prosperous days in gay Seville. But less happy days followed. The crowds who came to see the palace had grown very small. There was less work to do, and when Pepin asked the reason, he was told that all the world was going to Seville for Holy Week. There the streets would be crowded with people. Well then, he must go to Seville. It was a long journey, but Pepin mounted the donkey and urged it on, so that he would not be late. For a number of days the road led through mountain passes and valleys. Then finally it made its way down to the low, broad plain of the Guadalquivir River, on whose banks the city of Seville is situated. When he reached Seville, it was crowded with more people than Pepin had imagined there were in the world. All day long through the streets parades of masked men were coming and going. They followed floats on which some figures of the Virgin Mary were carried. The figures wore rich velvet robes embroidered in jewels, and they were borne on the shoulders of many men. Beside them ran boys like Pepin, carrying goatskins of water to quench the thirst of those who marched. Pepin was so interested in the crowd that he followed all the way to the cathedral. Inside, the shadows were lighted by hundreds of candles. Boys wearing red robes trimmed with lace were marching and singing. Others were ringing bells that hung above the choir. The organ pealed, and its rich music was mingled with the voices of the singers. Pepin stood near the tomb of Columbus, who had discovered the land from which Pepin had learned the word bootblack. Four statues of trumpeters bore the tomb of Columbus on their shoulders, and one of their long trumpets stretched above Pepin's head. A black veil was drawn over the gilded altar, but as the choir boys went toward it singing, the veil parted. Pepin looked on with wondering eyes.